Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Energy expert urges Zambians to heed ZESCO's El Nino warning. UPN Dean Kabwe welcomes endorsement of President Hichilema. Fitch lifts South Africa rating in first upgrade in 2 decades. Sundowns edge closer to Antonio Van Wyk still after progress in talks. Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. Energy expert Boniface Zulu has called on Zambians to take seriously ZESCO's warning about the anticipated effects of El Nino on electricity generation and supply. Mr. Zulu has emphasized that ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Mbube calls for the citizens to prepare by investing in solar energy and adopting net metering, which is both real and timely. In an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Zulu said Zambia's energy future is at crossroads and stressed that resilience is no longer the government's sole responsibility. It begins at home. Mr. Zulu is therefore urging for a stronger shift from heavy electricity dependence on hydropower, citing how changing climate patterns are reshaping rainfall patterns and leaving Zambia's electricity grid vulnerable to droughts and floods. Currently, Zambia relies on hydroelectricity for 85% of its power. Meanwhile, he said the rise in demand driven by population growth and expanding industries is adding more pressure on power generation. Mr. Zulu explained that electricity demand is outpacing supply, creating a significant power deficit that negatively impacts productivity, education and health across the country.
ZESCO's message is not just another announcement. It is a timely warning that every Zambian must heed. The world is changing and Zambia must change with it. Over 85% of our electricity comes from hydro. Yet global warming and El Nino are reshaping rainfall patterns in ways that threaten this lifeline. Droughts lower water levels. Floods damage infrastructure and both put our energy security at a risk. Meanwhile, our population is growing, demand for electricity is rising, and the national grid is under increasing stress. Government's efforts, such as adding 700 megawatts from solar investments, are commendable and show determination. But action speaks louder than words. Demand is increasing daily, and unless we rapidly expand generation capacity, the risk of renewed load shedding remains. This is why resilience must begin at home. Ordinary Zambians must understand that they can build their own generation capacity within the comfort of their homes. Solar panels, LPG gas and biofuels are not a luxury anymore. They are a lifeline.
The United Party for National Development, UPND in Kabwe, has welcomed the endorsement of President Hage Geingob by prominent political figures, including United Party's UPP leader, Xavier Tshimba. The party has described these endorsements as a significant step towards eradicating divisive politics in Zambia. In an interview with Power FM, UPND Information and Publicity Secretary for Kawe, Isaac Kabunji, said the endorsements, alongside backing from various national stakeholders, are a profound source of pride and encouragement for the country. Emphasized that the alignment between the opposition leader and the President Hichilema highlights the power of overcoming preconceived biases. Mr. Kabunji urged all political actors nationwide to completely abolish tribalism and the politics of hate in favor of unity.
The endorsement of HH by the opposition UPP, Xavier Tshimba, and many other stakeholders in the country is extremely encouraging. Author Charles Caleb Colton pointed out that we hate the persons because we do not know them, and we will not know them because we hate them. Like Honorable Mshanga, Tshimba has liked HH because he has known him, and we will not hate him because he has known him. Let us abolish politics of hate and tribe.
In a significant step towards securing land tenure for local residents, the Ministry of Lands, in partnership with Habitat for Humanity and the Kawe Municipal Council, has successfully handed over 85 certificates of titles to selected beneficiary families in Kawe's Makululu compound. The certificates were officially presented by Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe, marking a critical milestone in ongoing efforts to formalize land ownership and uplift living standards in one of the region's largest informal settlements. A Ministry of Lands representative highlighted that the ministry, through the service provider, Medisat Land Governance, is actively conducting land demarcation exercises across 8 areas in Kawe: Katondo, Kawama, Kamashanga, Kakumba, Siaget, Kaputula, Nakoli, and Makadanyama. To date, approximately 16,000 offer letters have been distributed across these demarcation zones, with 4,300 titles already processed and issued. During the event, the Ministry of Land representative praised Habitat for Humanity as an all-weather partner to the government in its mission to provide secure housing and land rights to vulnerable communities.
Kafundi, now to pay up to 3,000, including 1,000, you have no Pakuru, combined 3,000. I am a figure that they pay 1,000, now 3,000 is in collaboration with Habitat. Gaba Abuteko, you have heard, 4,000. Kashiye, Chikankara, Echova President, Baka in the Hikirema, Basi Tumi Akuno Makuru. Ubera, please say, Turandere, Ubera, Umikashi Wakumakuru, Tapsena no Mikashi Wakuai, Umikashi Wakumakuru, Tapsene, no Mikashi Wakumai, Umikashi Wakumakuru, Tapsene, no Mikashi Wakunakse.
Environment and People's Agency, SEPA Chief Executive Officer Miles Zulu Muke, says continued human negligence and unsustainable environmental practices have significantly contributed to climate change. Mrs. Muke is urging individuals, communities and institutions to reconsider their relationship with nature, stating that this shift will play an active role in protecting the environment for future generations. She highlights that nature functions as a self-sustaining interconnected system vital to human well-being. However, she notes that human activities such as land degradation, deforestation, pollution and destruction of aquatic ecosystems threaten these natural support systems that provide food, water and essential resources. During the World Environmental Day commemoration yesterday, environmental leaders called for stronger efforts to protect ecosystems and tackle climate change.
We do not notice this support mechanism that Mother Earth nature has. We destroy support mechanism because we want to enrich ourselves. After getting what we want from Mother Nature, we do not look back and pay back. We do not bury the holes we have left in the soils. We never think about what is happening to our forest. We do not care about our oceans, about our rivers. We pollute water, which gives us life. We destroy soils, which gives us food. To me, this is not happy World Environment Day. This is sad World Environment Day.
In international news, Fitch Ratings raised South Africa's credit rating on Friday, citing stronger fiscal discipline and lower than expected debt, marking its first upgrade for the country in more than two decades. The agency lifted the rating one notch to BB from BB negative, keeping it below investment grade. The upgrade primarily reflects South Africa's record of prudent fiscal management and progress in fiscal consolidation despite weak economic growth and domestic external shocks, the ratings agency said in a statement. Africa's largest economy has posted primal fiscal surpluses averaging about 1% of the gross domestic product GDP over the past 4 years, it said. Debt was also expected to stabilize over the next 2 years at around 80% of the GDP, it added. The government welcomed the move, saying it was the first upgrade from the New York-based agency in almost 21 years. In November, South Africa secured its first major credit upgrade in over 16 years after S&P Global lifted the country's sovereign assessment to BB from BB negative. Last month, Moody's revised its outlook on its credit rating for South Africa to positive from stable. Still in international news, a hospital in the Ebola hit region of Bunia in the Democratic Republic of Congo is overwhelmed by the huge number of patients.